The results of a WBUR investigation have some advocates pushing Massachusetts officials to do more to oversee police in the state. The investigation found that more than a dozen officers were hired in new departments after being fired or resigning from other departments over misconduct. WBUR's Walter Ruthman reports.
One officer resigned from UMass Dartmouth after he was accused of groping and harassing a student. He found a new job with the Blackstone Police, which assigned him to work with students and investigate sexual assaults. Blackstone says it launched an investigation after WBUR uncovered the allegations at UMass Dartmouth. Another officer was hired in Irving in western Massachusetts after he was fired from the state police for repeatedly driving under the influence. He was then caught driving drunk again, but promoted to sergeant. The town declined to comment.
It's extremely concerning because one of the main goals of the police reform of 2020 was to make sure that exactly these kind of transfers wouldn't happen.
That's State Senator Jamie Eldridge. He championed the 2020 legislation that created a new police oversight agency, the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. The commission is tracking misconduct and barring problem officers across the state. The agency promised to publish an online database of police who have been disciplined last spring. But that deadline came and went. Here's Eldridge again.
I've had an eternal frustration with how slow, state agencies, whether overseeing public safety or corrections, move at an extremely glacial pace.
The Post Commission says it's publishing a list of the first batch of officers who have been licensed and are in good standing. But the commission isn't releasing the names of officers who were denied certification. And it won't say when it plans to publish the information about officers accused of misconduct. Matthew Siegel is the legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. The nonprofit supported the legislation that created the Post Commission.
We hope that the Post Commission is going to make some positive change and really help to prevent this kind of reshuffling of officers from happening.
But Siegel says Massachusetts needs to do much more to stop police misconduct.
It would be wrong to say that Post can be expected to fix everything. And it would be wrong partly because that is an argument that is designed to prevent further change. And further change is still needed.
Siegel says the state needs to make it easier to sue police officers and departments for wrongdoing. And he says police departments need to do more to weed out bad officers themselves.
Massachusetts historically has been a place where there hasn't been much police accountability, where there has just been a belief that we do everything right and that we don't need structures in place to hold police officers accountable for wrongdoing.
Siegel says the changes made after the death of George Floyd in 2020 were a big first step, but there's still a long road ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Ruthman.